Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura, and I don't
She's
know
Laura.
What to get for my mom.
Well,
like
you're
Lisa.
In luck, Laura, because today we're on day two of our sort of shopping for Mother's Day unit. We're not actually shopping for anything. We're shopping for flowers. So, what about flowers? Does your mom like flowers? Some people don't.
I don't think she's a big fan of flowers. My mom likes money.
Oh, well.
爆料妈妈是爱钱这件事情。
That's popular, and if she likes flowers, she can use the money to buy some
flowers.
There you go.
There you go, Mom.
Use it to buy other stuff. But today it's about flowers. It's not about money. Flowers take a little bit more work to get as a present, right?
Yeah.
And they can be very beautiful. They can be very pretty. And as we learned yesterday, each different flower can have a different meaning.So if you're buying flowers for Mother's Day, maybe buy a flower that your mom loves, or you can buy something like carnations or roses, which we learned are both good. But the lady in the dialogue, Lisa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Her mom, or she at least, wanted to buy some irises.That type of flower is not maybe popular with her mom, but the color of the iris is blue and white. That was special, right? So I think when we left, the clerk, the worker in the store, was going to be making up a bouquet or a nice little arrangement of beautiful irises. So let's see how it goes.
Okay.
Let's go to the flower shop.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to introduce some words you can see at flower shops.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Carnation Rose Bouquet Iris Stem Ribbon.Vase Potted plant Orchid Watering can
Do you want one of the bouquets in the store?Custom-made arrangement.
What is a custom-made arrangement?
I can make a special bouquet just for your mom.
I think she would love that.
First, pick your irises.
I like these six blue irises and those six white irises.
Those are great choices. I'll trim the stems. Why don't you pick a vase?
Okay, I like this tall one.
Great! Let me put the flowers in the vase and tie a ribbon around it.
Thank you. My mom is going to be so happy on Mother's Day.
Word Power!
store. Store. I went to the store to buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast. I went to the store to buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast. Pick. Pick. The teacher picked some students to answer the math questions. The teacher picked some students to answer the math questions. Choice. Choice. Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. Tie. 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 Tied. Tied. The bad guy tied the little girl's hands behind her back. The bad guy tied the little girl's hands behind her back.
All right, so it is the clerk, the worker in the store, the one who's going to be cutting and arranging and making this beautiful bouquet or a sort of colorful and pretty collection of flowers. So the clerk asks a good question. Do you want one of the bouquets in the store or a custom-made arrangement? For anyone who's ever gone to a flower store or even walked by a flower store, you will know that sometimes they just have different types of flowers all laid out like different types of fruit in a supermarket. Other times, they've sort of already collected them and cut them and organized them into a beautiful-looking bouquet. So to save some time, if you see something you love, just give me that bouquet. That's perfect. Or if you want something a little more special, they will do a custom-made arrangement or a bouquet just the way you want it. So it's only special for you.
Okay. Yeah. 所以一开始呢，这个店员呢，他很贴心，他想要了解说，哎，你想要店内设计的花束呢？哎，就是可能人家已经都包装好了。It sounds like a breakfast shop, you know, where they have those sandwiches.
Yeah.
They're made there.
There you go. That's the quick version.
或者呢 ，the quick version， 或者呢是客制化的包装。这可能就是你想要什么，哎，就可以去定做什么。我们待会会来探讨一下所谓的 custom made arrangement 是什么。But first, let's take a look at this word store.
Okay, store. It's a noun, and it's spelled S-T-O-R-E. Wow, that's hard. S-T-O-R-E. Store. Okay, if you're buying things and you're going to a place to buy them, it's probably a store. It's very similar, this word, to the word shop. S-H-O-P, all right? You go to buy things in a pet store or a toy shop and a flower store or a clothing shop, something like that. Now, some people would say stores are a little bit bigger than shops, but it's not really that important. You can use basically one word or the other word. It's a place, a small business, where you will go to buy things or maybe to get a service, but generally to buy something. For example, I went to the store to buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast. I went to the store to buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast.
Okay, 所以很多人可能常会觉得商店 shop, store, 诶，是不是都可以互换着用呢？对啦，其实当然也有人说 store is kind of larger or bigger than a shop, but you can use it interchangeably. 它其实是差不多的意思，都有商店、店铺的意思。OK, 那我们来看一下刚刚提到的呢，就是我去商店买了一些什么呢？ It's probably grocery store, OK,、是一个面、一些面包还有牛奶当做明天的早餐 or supermarket, maybe.
That's even bigger.
OK, custom made,、当然就是客制化的意思。An arrangement,当然就是布置啊，或者是flower arrangement， 就是可能他是在安排，就是花要怎么去摆盘这样子，就是非常重要的，就是花要配什么颜色，然后什么花要插在哪边，It's an art.
It is, absolutely. We call that art, actually, flower arranging.
Flower arranging.
You might take a flower arranging class in order to make the perfect bouquet or something like that. And if you are, you might be able to answer Lisa's question. And she asks the clerk, what is a custom-made arrangement? This is something he said he could do for her. But what is a custom-made arrangement? What does that all mean?
Well, they'll actually explain that later.
Okay.
But, okay, let's take a look at custom made,、mm-hmm. 就是客制化的。OK, 那刚我们提到的是客制化的包装。这里我们先来探讨一下就是 made 的复合形容词。像是我们常看到有 handmade, 就是手工制的啊，或是 ready-made,、mm-hmm. 现成的。甚至于呢还有 homemade, I love homemade cookies,、mm-hmm. 就是自制的。还有 man-made, 就是人造的。哇，其实是有很多这种 made 的复合形容词。我们一定要来问一下我们的 Magic Box 老师到底要怎么用哦。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Hello everyone, 欢迎再次来到妙丽的 Magic Box 小教室。诶，大家有看到我手上这只魔杖吗？它可是帮了我好多的忙，打怪啊，生活大小事全靠它。而且你们知道吗？它可是一只手工制的魔杖，全世界独一无二哦。It's a handmade magic wand. It's a handmade magic wand. 看看这个质感，就知道，没错，刚刚有仔细听到了我用一个很厉害的词吗 ？Handmade, 手工制的。你有没有发现它很神奇的哦 ？Hand 手和 make 的 PP made 把它组合起来，意思啊就是真的用手而不是用机器去制造出来的。Handmade 其实啊就是一个复合式形容词哟。你说复合式形容词是什么呀？哎，复合式形容词你可能觉得有点陌生，但它啊其实就是由两个或两个以上的单词所组成的形容词，它和一般形容词的用法相同，都是用来形容人事物。如果啊还是没有很懂的话，没关系，快来听听妙丽举更多的例子吧。哎，除了 handmade, 还有像是 custom made, 客制化的，当然也就是像 custom,客人和 made 组合起来的复合式形容词啦。你也可以这么说 It's a custom made coat. Please take good care of it. It's a custom made coat. Please take good care of it. 这个啊是件客制化的外套，哎，请好好的对待它好吗？没错，弄坏你就糟啦，小心我就好。还有啊，像是大家出国啊必逛必买的免税商品， I bought some perfume at the duty free shop. I bought some perfume at the duty free shop. 诶，我在免税商店买了香水。 Duty 有关税的意思， Free 呢就是没有什么的意思，所以啊当两个字加在一起就是 duty free, 不用税金。诶，这当然就是免税的意思啦。拜托，你以为妙丽只会读书吗？人家我也是喜欢喷香香的，OK, 这样子龙人才会啊。好啦，哎呦，没有啦。说到龙人啊，前几天看到一群女生啊包围着她，有说有笑的。虽然我没有表现出来，可是，哎，我可是非常的心痛又心碎，你知道吗 ？I was heartbroken when I saw Ron surrounded by the other girls. I was heartbroken when I saw Ron surrounded by the other girls. 哦，心 heart 加上 broke。Break 的过去式 PP broken, heartbroken, 心被撕裂撕碎，你说是不是非常的心痛啊？好，我觉得说再多都没有用，还是快帮你们做个总复习比较实际啊。复合式形容词就是将两个或两个以上的单词所组成的形容词用来形容人事物。Handmade, custom made, duty free, heartbroken. 诶，那你还知道哪些组合呢？快点试试看吧。
All right, now we can finally get back to the clerk and find out what is a custom-made flower arrangement. And the clerk explains, I can make a special bouquet just for your mom.
Just for your mom.
As you explained. That's right. Custom-made means
nobody,
it's made right at that time.
But your mom?
In a special, special way. And it fits everything you want. It won't be something that other people can get.Unless they ask for it. But the idea is, it's very special. It's one of a kind just for your mom.
So unless they want to be a copycat and go, I'll have one of those, like your mom.
That could happen. But hopefully, it's something that is very unique, very special, very, very unusual.
Custom made.
Yeah, custom made.
其实呢，这里的店员就很明确的说，其实就是我可以专属为你的妈妈做一个怎么样一个她属于她专属的花束哦。And Lisa is very happy and says,
That sounds great. She says, I think she would love that. So thinking about a custom made bouquet and how happy is her mom going to be when she gives it to her. She'll take pictures and put it on her Facebook and it will be the only bouquet like that. Well, maybe not in the world, but certainly in,
yeah.
among her friends.
Right, yeah,
so that's
that.
Nice.
Okay, 所以当然呢，她妈咪一定会非常的喜欢的。Okay, so how is that going to happen?
Well, he'll do the work, but first Lisa has to make some big decisions. Mm-hmm. The clerk says, first, pick your irises. Remember, iris is the type of flower when we're talking about many.
Not a we person's say, name.
Not a person's name and not mm-hmm. a part of your eye. When we're talking about many, we say irises, and she has to pick them out.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So,这时候呢，首先呢 ，Lisa 可能要先帮忙一下。她说：“哎，你可能这个店员说你要先选这个鸢尾花，就是 irises， 你到底要哪一几朵这样的意思。” And the clerk used the word pick.
Yeah, pick's an interesting word. We can use it in a few ways when talking about flowers, but it's always spelled P-I-C-K, and it's a verb in most cases. Pick.Pick, this verb is very, very similar to a verb choose. When you choose things, you have a group, and then you take one, you select one, you say, I want that one. When you go to a restaurant, right, you look at the menu, or you look at all the food up there, and you say, I'll have that, and I'll have that. You're picking your food, or you're choosing your food. So in this case, Lisa will look at all the irises and say, that one's pretty, and ooh, I like that one, and those are the one she will pick. But with flowers and fruits and vegetables, also, if you go to a farm and choose one off the tree or take one out of the ground, that is pick too. So you can actually pick flowers in a garden, but you would also pick things in a store. Many different things. But picking fruit is a little bit similar, but it has a slightly different usage. We use it in a different way.Back to the original, pick to choose. The example sentence reads, the teacher picked some students to answer the math questions. The teacher picked some students to answer the math questions. Don't pick me.
I always pick the ones who sit at the back.
When you're picking students?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to hide?
I know. Mm-hmm. So you, that one sitting at the back, mm-hmm. that's you. I'm going to pick you.
Oh, why did she pick me?
Okay, pick 就是挑选在本科的意思，所以我们也可以用 choose, C-H-O-O-S-E, 来表示同样有这个挑选的意思。那如果你是一个非常挑剔的人，你可能就会用到 picky 这个形容词，就是挑剔的。Okay, 不过刚刚 Mike 老师要补充 pick 也有摘 like pick flowers, 摘花这样子的意思。Mm-hmm. Many meanings, okay.、Yep. 那我们回到刚刚的例句提到就是老师选了一些学生来回答数学问题。
All right, so Lisa has this job now. She's got to pick her irises and she doesn't waste any time. She says, I'd like these 6 blue irises and those white 6 white irises. There you go. 6 blue, 6 white. She's picked them out. I guess she probably picked the ones that are most open and most beautiful.
Aww.
But that's great because now the clerk can start making the bouquet,、
yeah.
doing the custom arrangement.
And 6 plus 6 is a dozen.
It's a dozen.
I know my math.、
Boom.
Okay. 好所以还记不记得昨天他说他要12朵一打就是 a dozen 所以他说我想要6朵蓝色的这个鸢尾花以及6朵白色的 OK 所以这边还有那边 OK those and these OK
That's right and the clerk is looking at the 6 that she picked、mm. and the clerk says those are greatChoices. Good picking.
Okay, 他说这真的是不错的选择呢。Choice.
It's a word power word, and it's spelled C-H-O-I-C-E, choice, and it's a noun. Well, just a moment ago, we talked about the word pick, and I said it's very similar to the verb to choose, right? When you say, I want that one, and I want that one. You are picking or you are choosing. Now, what you are choosing is your choice. So it's kind of like the noun form of choose. You choose something, that thing is your choice. When you tell the waiter in the restaurant, I will have the steak and the bowl of chicken soup. Those are your choices. Those are the things out of everything that you pick that you want. For example, Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager.
choice. We mentioned the verb choose.
We did.
就是选择，这是它的动词。而刚刚提到的 choice 当然就是选择的意思。Okay, the best choice 当然就是最好的选择。不过刚刚我们提到的例句是 Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. 就是 Jesse 在我心中不会是经理的第一人选，可是他比较适合别的职位哦。Okay, so let's continue reading.
It's time for the clerk to actually start making the bouquet.
The custom-made arrangement.
That's right. So the clerk says, I'll trim the stems. Why don't you pick a vase? All right. So a lot of work to be done to arrange that bouquet. Yeah, to trim is to cut off just the end parts. If your hair is getting
like
a little too long, you might trim it. It's not a big cut. It's just a little cut. So here's the stem, the green part. They won't cut it right at the top, so you only have a flower. That would die.So they leave most of it, but they cut off the bottom to make it neat. And then they will also be putting these flowers、mm-hmm. in a vase, right?
Oh, a vase. Okay.、Mm. 好，所以呢，他就说我会修剪一下这个 stem, 也就是茎的部分。Okay. 他说，哎，那可是你何不选一个花瓶呢？因为这样插在花瓶。哎，其实会很漂亮，对不对？花瓶的英文就是 vase。哦，刚刚我们还没有提到修剪的英文就是 trim、嗯、trim, T-R-I-M。注意哦，如果你要去剪头发，你要修头发，你就不要说 I want a haircut, 因为可能它会这个大剪。因为你要修，如果是像是尾巴，如果有分叉什么的啊，要用 trim 这个动词哦，就是修一点点。
All right, and Lisa is now looking at the vases they have there,、mm-hmm. and she says, okay, I like this tall one. Yeah, vases are these containers for flowers. Sometimes they're kind of wide and big. Sometimes they're very skinny、mm-hmm. and narrow. Some are very tall for longer stems.
Some looks just Some like a mug.
A little bit shorter, that's right, just like a big cup or、yeah. something like that. So she's chosen one, and it's a tall one, which will probably look、mm-hmm. good because the irises are quite tall、
elegant.
Flowers, too.
Okay, so she wants高一点的这样子一个那个花瓶哦。Okay, so great. She's chosen one. She chose the vase.
Absolutely. She's almost done. And、mm-hmm. the clerk just has to do the flower arranging. So he says, great. Let me put the flowers in the vase and tie a ribbon around it. Oh, that's going to make it look very, very beautiful. Extra special, extra nice to tie a ribbon around it.
Okay.Tie a yellow ribbon
around the old flower vase.
Okay, that's an old song. Okay, so 好，太好了，所以他就把花放进花瓶里面，然后呢，还有加上一个东西 ，ribbon 就是缎带，就在旁边绑一个缎带。And she, the clerk used、mm-hmm. the word tie a ribbon.
That's right. This verb is spelled T-I-E, tie.To tie, it's a verb. Basically, when you're joining together two long things, like string or rope, and you're not going to sew them or glue them, you're going to tie them. You're going to wrap them around each other using some special way so that they join together, they're solid, they're almost like one long piece. What do we tie? Well, most of us in the mornings might tie our shoes before we go outside. You might also tie a bag closed, like a garbage bag. You might tie it at the top so that things don't fall out. So that's what we're doing. We're tying things, we're joining them together, but just wrapping them around each other so that they're joined together. For example, the bad guy tied the little girl's hands behind her back. The bad guy tied the little girl's hands behind her back. Let me go, let me go.
Should I tie my hair up like this?
It looks nice.
Yeah,
it looks pretty.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
people do tie their hair, don't they, as well?
Yeah, tie 其实有绑的意思哦，不是那个 necktie 的那个 tie。这里是当做动词来用 ，that's a noun. Okay. 所以 tie 其实有绑的意思，动词三态就是 tie, tied, 直接接 d.Tied, 像是刚刚哇，例句好恐怖，坏人把小女孩的双手反绑在身后。Is he gonna kidnap the little girl? Bad guy.
Yeah, that's right. I hope、okay. he gets tied up by the police soon. Anyway, back to the flower shop. Lisa's looking at this vase or、mm. thinking about all the wonderful things the clerk is doing, and she says,Thank you. And then she adds, my mom is going to be so happy on Mother's Day. So it sounds like Lisa is a very happy customer. The clerk、
yeah.
has done a good job. And yes, hopefully, when her mom sees this beautiful blue and white bouquet of irises,、
yeah.
her mom will be so thrilled and so happy because it looks pretty.
and to that flower shop.
It kind of, I haven't, I was thinking, I haven't bought flowers in a long time. But yeah, maybe I should go. Yeah. It's nice having flowers in your home once in a while.
对呀，所以最后 Lisa 当然就很感谢她，因为她说她妈妈一定会有个非常开心的母亲节。Well, that comes to the end of our article, but don't go away, we have our review time.
Okay.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽
Okay, I'm so ready for our review time, Gary.
Are you?
Because I did so bad yesterday.
Well, yeah, we had some confusing words yesterday, I think. Some of them were
kind of similar.
Kind of similar, that's right. Okay, let's see.
I'm gonna get these ones.
Coffee or tea? Milk or juice?Bacon or sausage?
Choice!
These are the kinds of things you would have to make a choice of in a restaurant. That's right. I'll have the coffee. I'd like the bacon.
Pick!
That's right. I'm picking what I want from those choices that we talked about before. You're doing amazingly well. Okay. Shoelaces. Hair.
Bung, tie.
Things that you tie. That's right.
Three out of three.
Tie these things together. Okay. And let's see. Well, convenience. Pet.
Store.
Store. That's right. Convenience store, pet store, places you go to buy things. Well done. Four out of four is pretty darn good. How about you guys?
Yeah, how did you go?
Did you do four out of four? You beat Laura? Maybe you got five out of four. Which would be, that's not possible.
Okay.
You cheated.
You cheated
if you got five out of four.
不管怎么样了，希望你们刚刚全部都有答对哦。Okay, we'll see you next time. Bye.
再见，拜拜。
再见。
Let's go to the flower shop.
Carnation. Rose. Bouquet. Iris. Stem. Ribbon. Vase.Potted plant, orchid, plant waterer.
Do you want one of the bouquets in the store or a custom-made arrangement?
What is a custom-made arrangement?
I can make a special bouquet just for your mom.
I think she would love that.
First, pick your irises.
I'd like these six blue irises and those six white irises.
Those are great choices. I'll trim the stems. Why don't you pick a vase?
Okay. I like this tall one.
Great. Let me put the flowers in the vase and tie a ribbon around it.
Thank you. My mom is going to be so happy on Mother's Day.
Store. Store. I went to the store.To buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast. I went to the store to buy some bread and milk for tomorrow's breakfast. Pick. Pick. The teacher picked some students to answer the math questions. The teacher picked some students to answer the math questions.Choice. Choice. Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. Jesse wouldn't be my first choice as manager. Tie. 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 Tied. Tied. The bad guy tied the little girl's hands.Behind her back. The bad guy tied the little girl's hands behind her back.